Oh, groovy, baby.
Come with me if you want to live.
Oh my gosh, we are back once again for the often imitated, never duplicated, Radio St. Pete exclusive Indie Circuit. My name's Mal. This is the radio show dedicated to bringing you crazy, independent music that you might not have heard elsewhere. And you should have heard it elsewhere, because elsewhere is where it's at. Not really. Here is where it's at. Yes. Everyone had their fill of barbecue and cookout food for their Memorial Day weekend. Memorial Day weekend. Sorry, everyone. Memorial Day weekend. How can a day be a weekend? Why am I musing about things that are out of my control? Like weather and politics and money and love and life and learning and living. Won't you? Thank you. Here's music. I'll stop talking now.
Johnny, what can you make out of this?
This? Well, I could make a hat or a brooch or a pterodactyl.
Just believe. 行くわけのない道、切り取って。
We'll be right back. Only two things I can't stand in this world. People who are intolerant of other people's cultures and the Dutch.
Now that is the indiest of indie. I played there, just there, that was horn practicing. Yeah, yes. This is the Tsushimami Rei. They're from Japan, if you didn't know. I played for you on the other side of the break. I played French Toast Rendezvous, Hoka Hoka Day, and Chitencha. Chitencha means bicycle, in case you're wondering. And then because it's my favorite track on any, I think on any CD ever, I played horn practicing because... Why wouldn't I play horn practicing? Exactly. Of course I would. Boy, I'm trying to think of, like, what to talk about, you know. Lots of stuff going on, but, like, a lot of stuff I can't really talk too much about. I don't know if you remember me talking a couple shows ago about how outsourcing is hitting my my workplace, basically decimating my entire department, which is really heartbreaking. But they offered yours truly a position in a different facility, different everything. And as I think Irma Bombeck said back in the 1900s, never sniff a gift fish. I'm thankful to have a job, so I'm going to just do my best. And I'll leave it at that. So, yes. It is third shift, though, and I was like, wow, third shift is late. I haven't transitioned into that yet. I'm gearing up my mentally and physically for being on the opposite side of the world. It will make my trip to Japan a lot easier in December because, well, I'll be on their timetable anyway. I'll be like, I'll be just like them, ready to go. So, yes. So, make sure you check out Tsushimami Rei on Facebook or other. I'm friends with them on Facebook. They're a very active band, very funny. All right, here's some more music for your ears and brain and butt. Not for your butt. It's for your ears and your brain.
Silence, Earthling!
My name is Darth Vader. I am an extraterrestrial from the planet Vulcan.
I think knew too well that this day would arrive. You had plans that would keep you alive. You held the axis tip a little too far, and now it's you who doesn't like where you are. Where are you gonna hide now?
Yeah. excuse me while I whip this out.
This is Howard Scott on the scene for TV 12. We're at the Bijou Theater, where it's been reported that a man has gone berserk while watching a double feature horror program. The police are trying to subdue the man now. In fact, here they come. What happened inside?
Yeah, we got a 1040. He's gone berserk. Gotta be just beat
him. Could you tell me what happened inside?
Is this TV?
Channel 12. The film frightened him that badly.
Oh, yeah, it was a scary movie. Ah! I mean, he flipped out just when the girl took the axe and started to...
Oh, Harry, it was when the guy took the razor and cut off.
You, sir. Excuse me, what did you think of what happened inside? Sir, did you like the movie?
I'm gonna see it again.
I have here the little item passed out by the management to remind you that if you can't take frenzy of blood, that you better not come.
A double explosion of bloody terror, blood-spattered bride, and I dismember mama. Rated R.
Bob Barker reminding you to help control the pet population. Have your pets spayed or neutered.
Ah, yes, that was Bob Goblin. Off their album, Love Lost for Bloodlust. That's their newest one. They just came out with that, I think, August to September? No, July. I think it was July of last year. Sorry, my brain is weird. Anyway, yes, I played Some Things I Want to Say, Hide from Tomorrow, and Eulogy for Poor Daniel. They're a great bunch of guys. I don't know. Look up Bob Goblin on Facebook, and you see all the tour dates they're doing and all the stuff they're doing. That band is hardworking, and they are very cool. I don't know. I really dig those guys, and I think you should too, and dig them by buying their CDs, because that's good for them and for you. It's win-win. Hey, speaking of that, time for me to start shilling. Anyway, make sure that you go to projectpinball.org. Now, this I'm not shilling for. This is actually just a cool thing to do. If you go to projectpinball.org, this is a 501c in the area that's dedicated to putting in and maintaining pinball machines into, like, children's hospitals, mental health facilities. It's a really good cause, and I wish you would do that and give them money, and that would be nice. And actually, instead of giving them money, buy some of their raffle stuff. You might win something, and you're giving, you know, money to a 501c, which is important. You also might want to check out some of my other online concerns, if you're concerned for my concerns. On Radio St. Pete, I also do a show called Asian Cult Cinema, and that's where me and a friend, Dr. Morbius, talk about wacky Asian movies, and they are the wackiest of wacky. You can also go to bunchofdorks.com. There you're going to find a whole bunch of different podcasts I do. First one's called Slow Robot A Go-Go. That's where I talk about B-movies. Really, really B-movies. And then there's one in the middle called Two Dimension Podcast. That's the comic book podcast with no direction. I have nothing to do with that one, which is why their audio suffers, because I'm much more uptight than they are. I'm a square. And then the bottom one is Bunch of Dorks. That's where it's like this song, or it's like this radio show, but a lot more cursy and angry. So if those float your boat, go check them out, and you'll be glad you did. And here's music. I think we all know it's time for some 5678s. That lifts my spirits, and I know it'll lift yours too.
I've seen things you people wouldn't believe. Attack ships on fire off the shoulder of Orion. I watched sea beams glitter in the dark near the Tannhauser Gate. All those moments will be lost in time. Like tears. Rain. Time to die.
Come on, Bob, with the track! Yes. Have you been drinking, sir?
I had about a half a beer, but the dog had a lot.
The Purple Dog Secrets, Satan's sinister sister fears on the prowl. She's returned from the dead to live again, and this time she's after your skin. Evil lives within the grip of Dog Secrets. Plus,
Skull Bust in action when the baddest dude on earth wastes everything but time. He slams them, rams them, and jams them in 7 blows of the dragon, rated R.
Would you mind not shooting at the thermonuclear weapons?
Oh yeah, that was the world famous 5-6-7-8s. I played for you Bomb the Twist, 3 Cool Chicks, which they most certainly are that. She was a Mau Mau and Roadrunner. I think Roadrunner got cut off a little bit. Sorry about that, 5-6-7-8s, you know how it is. Gotta keep things tidy for the overlords that are Radio St. Pete. Corporate headquarters, they come at me and hit me in the shins with lead pipes if I am not in format. That's a lie, but yeah, you know, that's the way it goes. So make sure you check out the 5678s, obviously the 5678s.com. They have a Facebook page. Make sure you check out Time Bomb Records, who are the glorious dudes they are. Let me play some of the 5678 stuff. And they also have a lot of cool stock. So make sure, not like stock you trade on NASDAQ, but like, you know, things you buy, and then you get them in the mail, and you go, this is pretty cool. So if you're looking for some cool Japanese music, check out Time Bomb Records. You'll be glad you did. I'm hoping I can go. At the end of the year, I'm going to take a trip to Japan. Exchange student that stayed with me is getting married and invited us there, and I was like, yay for that. So, yeah, it's going to be exciting. I'm hoping I can get to Time Bomb Records because, you know, it'd be kind of cool to meet these dudes. I email with them a lot. They send me stuff sometimes. I'm always, like, a huge fan of theirs. I don't know if you know this. I also have a silkscreening endeavor. I had delusions of grandeur that I was going to set the poster-making world on fire. I have yet to make a poster. I am trapped in the world of T-shirts because, well, that's the reality of silkscreening. T-shirts. And that's fine, too. So, yeah, this weekend I just did a run of 120 shirts. And this is just me doing it, you know. My shoulders are killing me. I'm like, wow, I'm weak and old and I'm tired. But it's all good. So go to daddiosilkscreen.com. I don't even know my own. Oh my God. Yes, if you have any t-shirts you need made or posters, hey, hit me up. I'd like to do that for things and people. But I was thinking I might try and make some shirts for the Time Bomb guys. And take them with me and just say, hey, you know, here's some shirts for my appreciation. Maybe I'll do some Indie Circuit shirts. That'd be cool. I wonder if any of you listeners would buy Indie Circuit shirts. It'd be like the most, like, hipster underground thing. I'd be like, Indie Circuit, we're so underground, we're actually under the ground. And you'd be like, wait, is he dead? That's weird. That'd be weird if I was dead this whole time and you're listening to a ghost. Think of that, won't you? Here's some music while you think of that, won't you?
Wake up! Time to die.
We'll be right back.
I have no home. Hunted. Despised. Living like an animal. The jungle is my home. That I will show the world that I can be its master. I will perfect my own race of people. A race of atomic supermen which will conquer the world.